James, probably not the result you were after today, but you know, given the current run of form that Galway've been on, didn't do so bad.
Yeah, look, we were in the game till half time, and we thought we'd done well. They got two goals in the second half, and in the first half they were directly off mistakes by us that we weren't expecting. But the bottom line is, you know, I mean, these are they were not in the final last year. They're the best team in the division, but you have to come out here and try and do better than we've done today. Okay, we have a young team. And they're going to learn a lot from it. We go back and we look at the video, and we show them where, you know, what we're trying to do, where we need to be better, and we get ready for the next game.
Yeah, you're probably disappointed with maybe only getting 6 points on the scoreboard out there, 2 in the second half, and a number of them coming from frees as well. You probably need to be getting more scores on the board to try and compete with those teams.
Absolutely, and we know that's a problem we've had, and believe me, we're working hard in training, trying to work. You know, where we're coming at different angles, you get a good lesson looking at Galway, the way they're coming off the angle and backdoor cuts and all that kind of stuff. And that's, we're trying to work on this. But like, when you consider we have I think it's 5 or 6 teenagers out there, 2 schoolgirls started out there today, you know, girls haven't even gone to college yet. And like, they're counting for themselves well. And the mistakes are going to be made by young kids who got there. And we learn. Even bring young Mia Bennett on at the end there, and the last 20 minutes, she's a hell of a player, but she's going to learn, and she learned to make the right runs, but look, at their good side. We need to get better. We need to produce. We need to try and produce more. We had better chances in the first half to take scores, and we just didn't take them. But it's like everything else, Moyne, it's back to the drawing board on that.
Yeah, and it's been tough so far. Like, with a number of draws and only one victory and the dying minutes of the game against Monaghan, you know, at this stage, you probably would have hoped that you'd have more victories under your belt.
Absolutely. So you go in there and you're looking, you know, we were just off a semi-final place last year, off the top 2. But at the same time too, we've lost a number of girls from last year who would make a massive difference right there. So again, I'm going back to talking about kids again. We're expecting young kids to do all this work, okay? And like, Roisin Rogers is our captain. Like, Roisin's ripe old age of 23. So you know, yes, we've had too many draws, but at the same time, we could have lost them, okay? But our girls have dug deep and have got scores. Maybe where at one point we didn't think we were going to get them. The girls dug deep and they got the results.
Look, at this stage, you're probably chances of getting into a league final position are probably out of reach now. You know, dropping maybe to 4th in the table along with Tipperary there, and 2 tough games at home now to come, James, with Tipperary on the 23rd and Cork on the 30th, a big game to end off the league. You're probably focused more maybe now on Championship and getting the girls ready for that.
Yes, we are, but at the same time, like, the Tipperary game now in 3 weeks is massive for us, because they're in the same fight as us. It's a scrap for to stay in this division. And when we came in here first, that was our idea, just stay in the division. We got off to a good start, and we were up fighting there at the top of the table. But it's draws is never going to win it. There's only 3 points. When you get 3 points in, you only get 1 for a draw. You're behind it right away. But too many draws and preparation for the Championship will be on hold. Like, you're always preparing physically for the Championship, but as far as game plan and all that concerned, we need to get it right here in the league before we can carry it over into the Championship. You know, and that's, we need, like, we're going to try and get a few challenge matches organised between then as well to work better on our attack and create more scores.
Happy that the 2 games are at home?
Oh, of course, yeah, of course. Like, it's good to be home. It was good the last year we got our win in Monaghan. It didn't go so well today, but that's the way it is. But I'm delighted we're going to be playing Tipperary now in 3 weeks' time here up in Donegal. Make them travel up to us, and Cork also. Cork's a good team as well. Like, one of the best teams in the game over the last 20 years. But they've a long way to travel, and hopefully they'll have weary legs coming up here to travel against us.